You're listening to The Training Dummies. Off the Rails with Rob and Daryl.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Training Dummies Off the Rails. It is October 10th, 2017, and we have we've been MIA, or I've been MIA, I don't know. I guess if I go, we go, huh?
And yeah, it works that way. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you're wondering what happened, I will tell you. And if not, then what are you even doing here? Like, really? moved, got a new house. But in order for the... I think we talked about that before. In order for the house to be built, we had to sell our old house for the contract to go through. And we moved into an apartment for a little while. And... the new house is ready, and even oddly enough, right now, this very moment, we still do not have internet in the new place, but I have pulled some shenanigans with tethering my phone and all that business so I can still plug into the digital world. That's kind of why we've been off the grid.
You're doing Daryl-style internet.
Yeah, I'm kicking it like caveman Canadian up in the woods style, where you got to... hope you got cell signal, and then you plug that into your computer.
So. Exactly. That's what I've been working on for like 7 years. So,
well, it's worked, and we've been doing the show, and you've been rating and everything. It's certainly not like high speed internet, but it works.
It does. It works. Actually, it's
so it's good. It's good to talk to you again in this fashion.
I agree. It's been a little bit of a break. Our last one was the cosplay episode, which was a lot of fun with little sparks. But
I did go and sub to her.
I did the same actually with my Twitch Prime.
Yeah, and if you go and look at it, well, if you go watch her channel, she's got a little dragon avatars of all the subs, and you'll see one with your name on it if you're a sub. So it's cool. I saw Daryl _ TTD on there the other day, and then I saw my name pop up, and it was cool.
Nice. Awesome.
So I guess we can kind of, what order do you want to do this? What do you want to talk about first? Warcraft, BlizzCon, Hearthstone? You're loving Hearthstone lately.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You've been in Hearthstone. Like, do you admit that you, like, turned the corner and that, like, you're playing now and you're clearing out your quests and you're doing all that stuff?
Okay, I've turned the corner. I still need to learn more decks, learn more cards. Same with with the quest rogue. I've got one deck and I play one deck unless I have a quest to play cards, like druid cards. Mm-hmm. And then I just went in and threw a whole bunch of cards in that are all druid. All 30 are druid cards, and I'll play that, or hunter cards. But other than that, I've got one deck. It's no longer the quest rogue. Now it's a control warlock with the Death Knight Gul'dan.
Yeah.
I really like that deck. That's a good one, man. Yeah, but I need to learn other stuff. Like, I need to, but I don't know what decks I should be trying, right? So it's, that's my problem.
Then comes the problem of being kind of gated behind the paywall, right? Like,
there's that.
Let's say you want to play a top tier deck. You want to play like the Highlander, you know, singleton priest deck. That's really good right now. Or Jade Druid's still good, but like, you know, you still need the Death Knight cards and like some other key cards. And if you're missing those, you have to make them. Well, you can only make them by with dust, which, you know, it's this circle of like, you know, how much dust do you have and how much do you want to spend? And, you know, I don't know. I started saving already a while back my gold, and I got to be over 3,000 gold again already. So, you know, whatever they announce here at BlizzCon coming up, I'll definitely be ready to throw some gold at it, you know, get some packs out of it that way.
I think I'm up to 1,300 gold since I got my last legendary. I've started to save, so I think I'm up to 1,300, but yeah. It's like even the Jade Druid, like I haven't tried to craft that or create that deck because I don't think I have hardly any cards that are needed for it since that was...
Oh, that's right. It's all the gadgets
in. Yeah, and I wasn't playing anything then, so I'm pretty sure I don't have any of the cards that I would need, or it's going to cost me a whole lot to craft that deck, so I haven't even bothered trying. I get wrecked by them lots, but to actually use it myself, I haven't had the opportunity.
Probably less... Probably less now with some of those nerfs. I know that it brought druids down a peg for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did, I think.
All right, so you're playing this control warlock. What's the I like that deck a lot. What's your strategy with that? Are you just trying to like keep their stuff off the board until you can play Gul'dan? Or
yeah, keep their stuff off the board, but at the same time get my demons out, because all those demons get to come back if they've died. So it's keeping everything of theirs off the board and then getting your demons out there and having them die as well, so that you can bring them all back when you get to play your Death Knight card. So that's usually pretty cool. Although there's lots of times where I've done that and then they clear the board anyway, which is, you know, it's frustrating, but what can you do, right?
I think most classes have some sort of response.
Yeah.
To, you know, you can flood the board, you can play one card and, like you said, flood it, have five really strong minions out of nowhere, right? And like you'll have a lot of like warlocks can Twisting Nether or hunters can, or I'm sorry, warriors can brawl, or mm-hmm. you know, like there's all sorts of like little combinations of things that other classes that can do to answer it. So
yeah,
I don't know, like I mean, I guess it's good, because if you just played that card and there was no response to it, then like then that deck would be the one everyone's crying about, so.
fair enough.
But like what you've been playing a lot more ladder. I guess I've just been like, I don't know, I go through these like weird like ladder anxiety time where I'm just like, I don't even want to touch the ladder, and I don't know why, because it's like, what am I gonna fall to rank 20? Oh no. So you know,
yeah,
but
I know.
But like I don't know, I a lot of times I just do my quests in casual, and then I try to play something stronger when I'm on the ladder. So yeah. I'm not wasting my time on it, but it's like, I don't know, I'm not pushing for you know, top, you know, for legend or anything, so I don't know why it matters. Maybe I should just play on ladder, who cares?
Well, if it's like the hunter cards or druid cards, that I do casual, but if it's a warlock quest, then I'll do the ladder, right? That's the way I've been doing it. Last month, I actually got to rank 12, and then dropped back down to like 14. I just had a horrible losing streak after I got to 12, and I just couldn't get back up there. This month I'm stuck at 17, although I haven't had a chance to play a lot, especially this weekend.
It's only the 10th, so
yeah, I know.
So. And I always notice like the first week or so is when you saw a lot of the people that had, you know, I don't know, that like, I don't want to say more skilled, but people that are a little more tryhard. Towards the beginning of the month, you know, climbing out of the dumpster.
They haven't done that yet. Yeah.
With whatever deck is going to get wins the quickest, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shoot. I would say I think I've kind of consistently been working on in Hearthstone was still trying to get all of the classes to level 60. And I've got three left, and one of them is Druid. I've got like 58, I think, and then Paladin and Shaman, and their Paladin's 50 something and Shaman's like 48 maybe, I don't know. So mm-hmm. I don't know, I kind of feel like I want to do that. I don't have any of them gold, because I guess I just don't play enough ladder, but
right,
I did get the Arthas hero from this new Frozen Throne.
Oh yeah, that's right. I still have to beat the Lich King. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so you beat the Lich King with every single class, and then you get the Arthas portrait, and I did do that. I kind of net decked a few of them, and a lot of them, if I'm being honest, a lot of them were just Murloc rush decks, you know.
Right, okay.
You get some Murlocs and then you get the War Leader down, and most of the time you could kill him before turn 7, where he does the thing where he gets all the taunts and the immunity. So if you could kill him then you were fine.
Oh, okay,
if not, then just restart it, and you know, I think most of them I either one shot or you know, two or three attempts and I got it. So
nice.
Yeah, so I don't know, it was cool. It's cool to have that, but it's like, it's kind of funny, like most Paladin decks you see have that portrait, so it's kind of like, maybe it's not as hard as
yeah, exactly.
Maybe the community's smarter than that, and they're always finding cheese ways to do things, or maybe it wasn't quite as you know, a heroic challenge as they laid it out to be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And net decking's fine too. Like I'm all over that. Anytime I try and craft my own deck, it's a disaster. Except for a real deck that goes in your house, I'm good at that. But like Hearthstone decks, man, it's just a disaster. I don't know. I don't even try anymore.
My take on net decking really is like I'm very casual, right? I play on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
In the bathroom or, you know, on break at work or whatever, right? So like I'm not super invested to where I'm like trying to find these synergies and these cool things, you know. There's people out there who play for a living who are like they've got all the time in the world to test out all this cool stuff, right? Yep. And when they find those combinations of what works, I like that. That's cool. I want to play something that's fun that also works. And for me, I don't have a ton of fun trying to make something work that's just dumb or, you know, I thought it was a good idea and it wasn't. So I'm all about the net decking. I'm totally down with that.
All right.
I guess that's Hearthstone. How about Heroes? What have you been doing in Heroes?
Lots.
You play Ana yet?
No, I haven't played Ana yet, but I've been playing everything else. I've been trying to get every hero to level 5. And for, was it 2 weeks ago? Every hero that I had, I finally hit level 5, except for the Vikings.
Oh, shoot, man.
Yeah, I played one round with them. I'm like, yeah, they'll wait. They're going to be a kind of a play a match and then play something else and then play a match. That's kind of the way I'm thinking about them. So right now...
Do you have a stim pack?
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if you're some of those, like, Vikings and some of the other awkward ones, like, if you don't have a stim pack, that hurts trying to level those guys up.
Yeah. No, there's a few that I don't think I'm going to touch anymore when I hit level 5. Like, the stealth ones I found I'm terrible at. So who's that? Valera...
Zeratul, Nova.
Yeah, Zeratul. Nova I found was okay. Yeah, but Valyria and Zeratul, I think, for sure. I'm like, ugh. I got them to level 5. I'm like, I'm done. Although that's kind of too bad because there's a Valyria skin that's coming up that looks awesome. I think it's almost a Demon Hunter one.
Their skin game is on point.
Oh, I know. Man, so
they're so good.
So we'll see if I swear off Valyria still after this. So those skins come out, especially if I manage to get one. We'll see what happens there.
Did you you got that D.Va skin, right? That Deathwing one?
I did. I bought the gems so to buy the bundle because for 1,260 gems, you get all three. So you can't lose.
I know. So I'm so tempted to do it, except for I just don't play her that much. And when I played her the other day, getting hyped after I saw that skin, I was like, yeah, she's not, like, in the best place right now. So it was just kind of hard to, like, be like, yes, I want to spend money on this. But it's not – I don't think – that's not a limited one. Like, some of the seasonal ones, the Gingerbread.
Yeah, exactly.
The Zeebo and the Jaina, the Winter Veil Jaina. Like, those are seasonal ones. Like, I don't think you can craft those. But, like, the other ones that you can craft like that, that's all right. That'll be good. Maybe I'll open it in a box or something, you know?
Yeah, you always could do that. That's always a possibility.
I would say I've been playing, I've got everything to 5. I've actually got most of them to like at least 8, 9, 10. I've got some, you know, up in the high teens, 20s. But I've been playing, Ana for sure. Ana's cool. She is, she's cool just because she's so unique, but she is a massive, massive pain in the butt, like massive. Basically everything is a skill shot. Your grenade is a reticle. You just chuck wherever. But, like, it's just these skill shots where it's like...
Yeah.
You know, you probably heard me crying enough about trying to heal you. You're, like, on Tracer, and I'm trying to heal you. It's, like, so counterproductive. Like,
I know.
So, if the person... I'm, like, skill shots anyways are it's good to have them. I like them. You know, you got... Set definitely like Rainer's skill shot, and you want to put things where you want them. But when you're trying to do that, like when you're healing somebody and their life depends on it, it's just like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah. And they're bobbing and weaving, try to avoid damage. So
she is a massive pain, really, really fun, really, really unique. Yeah. But like, I kind of feel like as a healer, I'm not bringing enough heals to the table, and then I don't know, like you have to, there's a bit of a utility thing going on. You've got the sleep dart, and then you can use the grenade on enemies too, and it actually negates healing on them.
Oh, nice.
So there's like some cool stuff that you can do, but it's just like it's a lot of work, and for me it doesn't feel like it quite pays out for how much you have to put in. So yeah. I don't know, maybe I need to we'll see once we see some more pro games with her, like how that goes. Because that makes a huge difference, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. Watching. For sure.
And then you go, oh, that's how this works. And then you realize they don't miss because their tracer doesn't run away while they're trying to kill them.
Exactly. I might pick her up soon. I saw today she's down to 10,000 gold now. So,
you know, I think I have every hero except for like two or three, and even those I have leveled up.
Yeah.
From when they were free and stuff, but like I don't know. Like I think what happens is like I am on the Overwatch hype train, right? I don't even play the game that much. Like
I know.
I'm kind of bad at it. But I love it so much, right? I love the style. I love the art direction. I love the universe, the characters. Like, I love everything going on. I love the logo, right? All the, mm-hmm. I'm all in. So, like, you put Overwatch in Heroes of the Storm, and I'm just like, oh, yes, I need that, right? Ana, yes. Who I never play, especially in Overwatch. When I do play Overwatch, I don't play Ana, right? You put her in Heroes, and I all of a sudden, I need it, right? Holy crap, I need that.
Oh, no, it makes sense.
It's stupid. It's so dumb. But what I will tell you is that Roadhog's coming out, right?
No,
Junkrat.
Yeah, Junkrat, yeah.
Dude, I am hyped beyond belief for Junkrat. I watched the video on that, and that looks good. Some of the stuff looks a little funny. I think the skill cap's going to be a little bit higher, but there's going to be some really cool plays. When he throws down his... There's a bomb that you throw down that you can trigger, and what it does is it does damage, but it knocks people away. So you can actually use it to like position yourself. Like if somebody's chasing you, you can knock them away, but also knock yourself forward.
Oh, so, that's like, awesome!
You can kind of widen the gap. So stuff like that, like I think, is really cool. It makes for a really smart plays, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Junkrat. I didn't watch the video yet, but even just after watching their last cinematic with him before, what was that, Junkertown?
Yeah,
you know they've really given him a lot of personality, and I'm really hoping the abilities and the play with him comes through in Heroes, and I think it will because they're pretty good at doing that stuff, even the voice lines and all that stuff. So it should be a lot of fun to get Junkrat in Heroes, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
So I know you don't play a ton of Overwatch. Are you planning on doing the Halloween event again this year?
I think I will. I probably will. I haven't played since probably the last Halloween event. But even still, like you were talking about the universe, right? The The Overwatch Anthology Volume 1?
Uh-huh.
I've already pre-ordered that. It should be here tomorrow. Like I
see, dude. There's just something in the sauce, man.
I know.
I
pre-ordered it a week and a half ago when I found out about it, and it's supposed to be here tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it, but I hardly play the game.
So
you know,
cool.
It's awesome. Awesome. Looking forward to that.
Well, at least log in, because I think you get a free loot box.
Yeah. Right now. Oh, I know. Yeah.
And some of the skins that they rolled out with this patch are so freaking good.
Oh, I know.
They're so good. I've been sitting on a good chunk of currency for a while. I don't even know what it's called. Gold currency tokens.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Cyber coins. But so for the longest time, I haven't had a Mei skin other than her just color variations. And Mei, like, even though, like, in as far as it goes, she's like one of my favorites. But I never got any of the other skins for her. So today I did buy or craft, however you would say it, for the Mei skin. And nice. I got what other one? Oh, I got the Roadhog Junkenstein one whatever it is.
Right on.
I got a few legendaries today. I just bought a bundle of the boxes to open earlier.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And I got, I don't know, probably five or six legendaries, but a lot of them weren't anything new. It was just like, so, you know, like a old one or a regular one.
Right. But, nice.
Yeah, definitely log in, get your free box. I don't think you're guaranteed a legendary, but it's cool. Like all the so much stuff that you can get, you know, the little avatars and, you know, how it all ties in.
Right. Yeah. The Zarya skin, I mentioned before we started this, I don't know if you saw it, but it's like Olivia Newton-John physical skin. It's so good.
I have a crap ton of that currency. I probably have over 10,000 of the coins. I may have to go make that one because she's another one. Like, I didn't really like any of the other skins, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like the Siberia one. I liked the Olympic ones when those were out, but it's just like, if you don't get them during that time, You can't buy them later. So mm-hmm. I may have to do that one because that one sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's straight out of the 80s.
We're born at the same time, man. That's yep. like our era, you know.
Oh, I know.
That's freaking awesome.
Remember seeing that video on TV, like when videos used to be a thing all the time. And yeah, man, that's so out of the 80s, that skin. It's awesome. And then the Symmetra skin, that looks awesome.
That one kind of looks like another play on Deathwing.
Almost. Yeah, it's like a dragon skin almost. That looks wicked.
Yeah, it's so good. That
one's really cool.
Man, oh, the Zenyatta one, it's like a Cthulhu.
Oh, thing, yeah, I like did that. See that one. That's right. Yeah.
That one looks so good, man. Like, this stuff just hits you right in the wallet, man.
I know. See, it's stuff like this that makes me want to go and play some more Overwatch, even though I haven't played it in probably a year. But it's like, I want these skins, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good.
I keep up, but, you know, I'll occasionally buy a bulk of loot boxes just because, like, you get good stuff out of them. And mm-hmm. even if you don't, you get currency or whatever. And then when something does happen, like, I can buy or craft whatever I want because I do have that. I'm not like on, well, I guess I'm out of luck because I don't ever even look at this game, you know?
Right.
Plus AI. I mean, worst case scenario, go and play AI, you know? It's like you can kick their butt, feel good about it, and it's no big deal.
Fair enough.
Oh, I didn't finish my story earlier about the internet thing. I did finally. I've been calling back and forth every provider in the area, and it was basically a race to whoever offers me service first. That's who was going to get my business. So we saw a tech out front the other day for one of the ISPs, and he said, thumbs up, you're good to go. So I called to make an appointment, and of course, when I called, they had no idea what I was talking about, and so they had to send a tech out to my house, and that guy came out tonight, and he said, yes, we can have service, but there's something, like, he tried to find the podium in front of where it would be come out at my house, and blah, 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 but according to him, everything's fine. They just have to send somebody out to make sure that the wiring's done right, but I can't have service. So next week I have an appointment to get that set up, and then I'm going to be back into, I'm probably going to do a lot more streaming. And I think you were wanting to do that too. I think you got a better internet package and
yeah.
So I think we're going to try and do a lot more stuff, even if it's you, like I said, even if it's like, you know, friends or Twitter folks or training dummies, people that want to just come in and hang out, and they, you know, you're not good, but you want to have fun. Well, that's fine. We can do that. You know, that's what Quick Play or AI is for. Like, it's just no stress. You can have fun. And it's like, if you lose, it doesn't matter. You know, it's not like you're hurting somebody's professional credibility.
Right. Well, that kind of ties into something else, but we skipped over Warcraft. So maybe we should hit that first and then go back to
it. All right, let's talk about Warcraft and then the other. Yeah.
So what have you been doing in Warcraft anyway?
Well, with my limited internet access, I am thankful for the mobile app, which has afforded me to do the gold
mm-hmm. oh, yeah,
table nice. Missions on all my alts over and over and over and over and over. And then that gold turns around and buys tokens that either get turned into game time or BattleNet balance. And I had like over 400,000 gold the other day, and it was purely from doing mission table stuff and occasional emissaries.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, that's been good. I don't know, man. There's something, like, I play alts because I like to play alts, but there's something frustrating about, like, every time you turn around and it's like, you don't have enough order all resources, and now there's this new minion type, and now you have to upgrade all your guys to 925 and 950, and mm-hmm. now you have to go do it. And it's like, you can't even keep up with it, and it's just...
Well,
it's,
yeah.
legitimately not alt friendly, you know? Like, I realize I could go take any tune I want right now and go run around in Argus and gear them up to like 900 or 910, like, pretty easy, mm-hmm. right? And then you throw legendaries in the mix and all of a sudden they're raid viable, right? But yeah. It's just annoying that the metagame outside of raiding it's just not friendly, you know? Like, you could do all the emissaries and stuff, but like, you have to spend time on every character in order to have whatever currency it is, order all resources in order to keep up with everything. So
yeah,
it's just like, I like to play alts, and then that kind of, like, you know, I guess it's my limited schedule right now too. Like when I log in, I'm like, I want to get done what I need to get done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I get that. Like that's.
So we are, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's about all I've been doing too in Warcraft is just logging in. I'll do my emissaries, like I'll bang out three at a time and then I'm over to Heroes. Like Heroes is just a much bigger draw for me than Warcraft right now. Like we're still doing our raids every Friday, which I'm really enjoying, but in between that, you know, it's emissaries and maybe a couple other of the big artifact power world quests, but about it. Just to try and get that up there to unlock those, Netherlight Crucible for your relics. So, but that's about all I'm doing, you know, and then switching over to Heroes because, yeah, I'm telling you, Heroes has just got my game. It's just my game right now.
It's so good, man.
It is.
It really is.
I'm having a blast and playing so many different heroes right now too. It's really good. But I still love Warcraft.
I noticed that. Like you're every time I log on, you're on somebody different.
Yeah.
I think that's like the appeal of it. Like
you could
play. It's never the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the variety of maps and the variety of of support or tank or damage or there's just so many ways that you can play the game.
Yep.
Well, we are still raiding, like you said. We are looking at some roster changes again coming up, and I know this happened recently. We had somebody step up from Twitter and just join the team and tank for us and took over my tanking role and did an amazing job. Tiffany did that,
mm-hmm.
And she's had some stuff happen in real life where she's got another commitment on Friday nights now, and she's going to have to step down from tanking, but. We're shifting around again. We have another guildie who's been with us for a long time who's going to step up and fill the role. So I'm kind of excited to see what, moving out of Tomb of Sargeras, I thought Tomb of Sargeras was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We did fine. You know, we full cleared it. We've even got into a good chunk of heroics, and it's been fine. Some of the fights were just annoying to me, but it's like that's how every raid is, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But I think I'm... I don't know. What do you think? You think they're going to... We already know what it is. What it like Antorus or...
Yeah, like I've just been calling it the Argus Raid.
Yeah. And it's already in the Dungeon Journal and the journals and all that stuff. It's not a secret. That stuff's already been out. And I think, testing has been going on. But I think, it'll be good.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, moving on to something new and with roster changes and stuff like that, like, kind of gives you some... freshens things up for people, right?
Yeah. Well,
so
I agree.
I don't plan on stepping back into tanking. I said earlier, like, if I had to do it because we didn't have any options, I would. But I don't know. Moving into DPS, I've been really enjoying that. I've been a Demon Hunter DPS now this whole expansion. And, what was it? About halfway through. The heck is that raid? Nighthold.
About halfway through that one. Yeah.
And it's been great. I've been loving it and have a lot of fun with it. I've got all of the DPS legendaries, and I guess I haven't gotten one since I got my last DPS one. So I'm guessing I'm supposed to just randomly, the next one I get will be a tanking one. But
oh, yeah, that's what they're doing now. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes. So what was funnier than that Q&A video the other day with Ian, where he was like, they're talking about legendaries, and he was like, if you get all of the legendaries for your class, then you can get a token for another class legendary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like in that moment, like, is this the biggest middle finger at druids? Because they're like, they have four specs, right? After you get every single legendary that your class can have for all four specs. And I'm sitting there on my Demon Hunter like, okay, I've got two specs. It's totally cool.
Nice. Or, that's funny. Sorry.
I would say sorry to druids, but I'm not.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but you make a good point. Deserved.
I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Yep, that's funny. I'm going to throw you. I'm just going to say.
You're still rocking the Warlock, right? Any changes in that, are you?
No. Destruction all the way. I still haven't tried Demonology like I did that Affliction. We did that Affliction episode, and I tried it for a bit, but I didn't stick with it very long. You know, it's every now and then, I'll switch this spec, try it. And then the last time I did that, I had already forgotten everything we had learned on the show. So, no, Destruction. Yeah. That's all we're sticking with. And
I took an Affliction Warlock into raid a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did too. Yep.
I was like, it was one of the specs where I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. I feel like I'm pretty solid with this. And we went into raid, and I was like, oh, never mind.
Nice. But yeah, I'm going to throw out my, whatever, the Argus raid prediction to the Tuesday after BlizzCon. Just because I've been to, this will be my fourth BlizzCon, and they love to do stuff like, and you can now get into this raid on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, right when you get back.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm waiting for that announcement at BlizzCon. That's what I'm waiting for.
So, okay. So in that case, here, let me pull up my calendar real quick. But in that case, it'll be, so if they announce it at BlizzCon, so that would be Tuesday the 7th, right?
Yep.
That would potentially mean that a race for world first could be done by Thanksgiving. I don't know how much of that stuff they take into account, like the holidays.
Yeah, right? I wonder, hey.
I mean, I think Christmas is probably a way bigger deal, but like, yeah. Do they want to put people in a position where they're going to be like 20 hour day raiding for, or, you know, 18 hour, whatever it is, right? Right in the middle of the holidays. I don't know. Does that, they seem like they're pretty good about not putting people in a weird spot.
Right. And we'll see if they push it too much longer, then you are getting close to Christmas, right? So.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point you go, what's the average race to world first? This last one was like, what, 10 days?
I can't remember. Something like that. Somewhere around the 2 week mark.
But it's like, it could easily start like after, right after Thanksgiving, and you've got almost a month till Christmas. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going with that prediction.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Okay, so Warcraft, I think they're gonna drop the new expansion announcement.
Oh, for sure.
And like you said, I agree with you that they're gonna like throw in the, oh, and by the way, blah blah, Argus raid opens tomorrow, yep, or whatever it is. Yeah, like the next reset.
Yep. Totally.
Okay, so for Heroes, we can go back through, let's do some predictions. If for Heroes, they're already got two, they're like in the middle of an Overwatch event almost, right? They did the Volskaya map, they've had two Overwatch heroes. I think, so like Junkrat comes out, and then basically the next, so Junkrat will come out next week, right?
Yeah, I think he's on the PTR this week, so he should be out next week.
And usually they, and that means that the next one that would come out would be on the 7th.
Yeah.
So
they'll announce it at BlizzCon.
They'll probably announce it, and what do you think? Maybe two heroes.
Yeah, one or two for sure.
Man, what are they going to do though? Is it going to be another event? Like they got to do something cool at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's going to be the playoffs, the HGC playoffs, right?
Yep. Earlier today, I had a thought on who might be the next hero, but now I can't remember what I had thought.
Deathwing.
That would be cool.
Alexstrasza. Maybe. I don't know. Right? D.Va just got a Deathwing skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They seem to like drop these really subtle hints even in other games, right?
Well,
like,
I know, and there was some hints.
The dragony and
yeah, I wonder. Hey, with all the dragon skins, man.
Maybe it'll finally be a Warcraft event, and we'll get like Alterac Valley map or something like that, right?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Hey,
all right, that's a bad prediction, but I think that's where I'm going. Hearthstone's going to be a new expansion. I'm not even sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
I know they dropped some hint that was like a bag of coins or something, but I don't know. Maybe some sort of pirate, like full-on South Seas, like full-blown pirate, right? Not just a couple, but like a full-on swashbuckling adventure.
Yeah, and even today they announced all the virtual goodies we get with the BlizzCon ticket, and one of them was Hearthstone, but it said, to be announced. The Hearthstone virtual goodie is to be announced. So I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the expansion they're going to announce at BlizzCon.
But I'm looking at this thing right now, and it's like, it's on the launcher, and it says BlizzCon virtual ticket, and it's got all the goodies on it, right? It's got the Winston skin, the Warcraft mounts, the heroes thing, the murky for Diablo. But the Hearthstone one is a golden legendary. Like,
yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to be, yeah, relevant to the new expansion.
I'm sure it is, which is why they haven't told us what it is yet, right?
So everybody gets a golden legendary, but they don't want to tell you now because it's expansion themed or something.
Yeah, all right. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah. Overwatch, I don't know. Like, I know at one point they said they were not going to keep adding heroes. They had like a limited pool that they were looking to do, right? So I don't know. I'm guessing. What did we just got the I can't remember his name.
Doomfist.
The Terry Crews guy. The Terry Crews guy.
Doomfist.
Yeah, Doomfist. I feel like we got him, and he's doing he's fine. Maybe they're doing another hero, maybe another map. I don't know. A new play mode. I don't know, man, but I'll tell you what's going to happen at BlizzCon. I'm going to go and sit in that Overwatch arena. Because it's in the proper
huge arena. See, I knew it. I called that last year.
Oh, yeah. When we went early that one day. We got those really good seats. And it was still felt like it was not nearly given the credit that it should have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was big, but I was like, man, this is way bigger than StarCraft. I don't know.
Yeah. And StarCraft, the way the arena set up where StarCraft was, they were only using half the arena just because of the way the screen set up were.
Yeah.
But the way they had Overwatch set up, it was right in the center, and they had seats all the way around. And that fits for the arena. So now they'll be able to use the entire seating in the arena, which is what you want. Like, there was half the arena was wasted before. So that'll be good to see. I'm looking forward to seeing that in the arena this year, the Overwatch.
Heck yes. And there's no Hearthstone Championship this year. It's just going to be an Invitational, I think. So I don't think there's going to be quite as much of a focus on that. So there will be Hearthstone going on, but it won't be like, oh, I need to go and watch that, you know?
I don't know if I'll get there.
Go and watch it. Hey, you're in a different place now. Like, you could walk up and see a good Hearthstone match going on and know. Like, you could watch it and know exactly what's going on.
See, I don't, though. I've watched a few matches, okay, and I still don't know what's going on because I don't know what the cards are.
Yeah, right? The problem is that
everyone
else's deck, too.
Yeah, there's been times where, like, I'll be playing Warcraft or whatever, and I'll have Twitch on my other screen with, like, Crips stream up as he's doing an arena run. I'll look over and see him doing stuff. I'm like, I don't know what these cards are. Like, you know, they're small enough on the screen. Though. I can't tell. Yeah, but I just don't know what the cards are.
Like, you're playing cards that are hit or miss, right? These may be cards that no one would ever play, but you're in arena, so it's like you have to pick what you can. So,
yep.
I don't have a prediction for Diablo because they specifically said there will be no expansion, but I thought they said there will be news. I don't know.
I thought I heard there wouldn't be news. Like, I was listening to Blizzard Watch today, and I think they mentioned today that on Blizzard Watch that there is no Diablo announcement at all.
Yeah, no expansion announcement, but there would be a presence. I forget how they worded it. Oh, but maybe. I don't know. I play the season. I get, you know, I got the Necromancer dude leveled up and all that. You know.
Right.
Yeah, like that and StarCraft, I don't dabble in that a whole lot. I think it's cool, but it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't played Diablo at all. Well, when they did that annual pass, so I have Diablo 2, but I didn't buy the expansion for it. And I haven't played it since it came out, like whenever that was, 5 years ago now? So, but the one thing I must say, the poster of the Necromancer for Diablo, I'm probably going to buy that because it looks awesome. Even though I don't play the game.
Yeah, man. Oh, see, and that's the thing I'm talking about. Like, it's something about it. Like, you look at this thing and you're like, oh, dude, I need that.
Yep.
Like, you never even played Diablo. What do you mean you need that, right?
I know. It just looks so awesome.
Well, why don't you want to talk a little bit about what we have thinking about coming up?
Sure. So what was that, like 2.5 years ago? We did a Trading Dummies 2.0 where we went from being, you know, pretty much Warcraft. Yeah, I think so. It was like episode 100, right? So we were exclusively Warcraft, and when we did 2.0, we decided to do more than just Warcraft. So, you know, which means like we did quite a few heroes, you know, a couple Hearthstone here and there. I think there was even a couple Overwatch episodes. Mm-hmm. So now we're thinking about freshening things up again and Training Dummies 3.0. So we're still working out the details of what that might be. But I think Robin mentioned earlier that we're thinking about doing some more streaming. So whether that's, you know, streaming and doing some matches with the people who listen to the show, you know, might be something that we consider or look forward to doing. You know, us playing Hearthstone, you know, trying out the ladder or even just matches against each other, stuff like that. But we're also wondering, what do you guys want to see? What would you like to see Training Dummies 3.0 be? What content, what extra content do you want to see us put out?
I feel like we try to be pretty positive with what we're doing. So let mm-hmm. us know what you want to see. If something is just super annoying to you, certainly, you know, you could say so, but like, I'd rather hear what like people want to see. But I think we're kind of looking into, like Darryl was saying, live streaming the show, mm-hmm. Changing up our presence a little bit, you know, just kind of giving it a little makeover. You know, we have some emails floating around for some really cool guests and stuff like that. You know, and that's kind of always been our thing. We've been super fortunate with a lot of the guests that we've managed, and it's been a really fun, and we want to keep that going, but
yeah, definitely.
We'd like to give it a makeover, I guess, and you know, push into a little more of what's current and what the kids are into, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I'm excited. We don't have a timeline on anything because it's a hobby and we just do what we do what we want. We have fun and that's that. But yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say too, I'm super hyped for BlizzCon because we have some swag. I posted a picture on the Training Dummies account the other day. We do have some Training Dummies of the wrist bracelets. Like we've got those. I don't know. Did we ever like really get into like doing shirts or anything? I know we have some, but
no, not really.
We should figure that out. See if we want to post stuff for people to. Yeah, if you guys are interested in swag at all, coffee cups, shirts, that kind of stuff, let us know because I know there's sites that we can work with that do that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I know I love stuff with the Training Dummies logo on it, but I'm kind of
I do. Yeah,
I'm biased.
That's good. Yeah, we have some talented friends that have kind of helped us. We did a makeover on the site recently too. I say recently, but who knows, man? It might have been a year ago at this point.
Yeah, I think it might have been closer to two as well.
Good lord, what happened, man? I know. We've been doing the show for
five and a half.
Gosh, yeah. Don't let the episode number fool you. We've been around.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, was there anything else you wanted to hit?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered everything since we had a little bit of a hiatus there, but we're ready to get back into the swing of things and start recording more often, more regularly anyway.
Oh, we are considering a Patreon as well, in which case we'll have to go through and look at what actual rewards look like because, you know, I've had a fairly negative opinion of that style of content delivery before,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's a way that you can do it. You know, it's not free to do the show. Daryl has been kind enough to help take care of most of that, all of that. And, you know, the site hosting and whatnot, and we're not going to lie to you and tell you that it's like hundreds of dollars or anything, but you know, if you want to support what we're doing, then that gives us an opportunity to do more swag and shirts and giveaways and, you know, and bonus content really. You know, if there's a little more, support behind it, then we know that it's something that people want and we could take the time and we can, you know, we could do cool stuff. We could do streams and we can, you know, we could do, you know, viewer content or special, you know, Patreon only content, that kind of stuff. So I think that was about it.
Yeah, I think so.
If you want to get in touch with us, give us any of your feedback or anything like that. The Twitter is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. You can hit our, I'm not reading any of this. I don't remember the exact verbiage we had. Our Discord is discord.me/TTD. That's super easy. That's a good way to get in there. You can get into the Training Dummies channel, or you can DM us in there. Or I believe, are we even using the show email? The show at trainingdummies.com? All that stuff works. Yep. Whatever you like. There's a Facebook page. At this point, like if you don't know how to look something up, like if you can't just like Google Training Dummies and click on one of those, like I feel bad for you, but maybe... Maybe you gotta rethink some stuff.
Nice. All right. Well, that's a good place to end it. Thanks for listening.
It's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.